June 18th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters with 140 days until the presidential election, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The fastest 3 hours on the internet starts now. I have a bunch of news dealing directly with Donald Trump, with Joe Biden, a whole stack of the political persecution that is going on right now, courtesy of the Biden regime. The Biden regime. Let's refer to it as the Biden regime. And it's just a whole stack. It's just every day. And maybe we shouldn't even forget that hundreds of political prisoners, the Biden regime has hundreds of political prisoners in prison right now, and more coming. More coming. Meanwhile, it's the Biden crime family with all their corruption, but they're above the law. They say nobody's above the law. That's projection that they are above the law. Now, this has been the biggest story of the week. And the approach here is we have to win over the centrist, undecided voters. And I've just seen through my experience that if I just stick to the truth, stick to the path, the left has gone so insane that just people in my life, just friends and family that maybe at one point thought I was crazy, maybe at one point were Democrat voters, even far left liberal progressives, I've just now seen in my life, as I've just stayed on the same path, as I've just used the same logic, had the same morals, the same principles, believed in the same policies, all those people are now like, okay, yeah, you were right. Yep. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and get behind you. Yep. I'm going to listen to you. Yep. Okay. I'm not dealing with the left anymore. And so that's kind of where we're at right now with like this vapor trail behind the Donald Trump movement. And what's going on with Joe Biden is the latest phenomenon that is going to have so many people looking at us like, okay, what are the Trump supporters doing? What are they thinking? What are they saying? And as long as we stay consistent, this is how we grow our political movement. Now, what am I talking about? What is this big story? Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is an utter embarrassment. And I come on this show and we talk a lot of political wonk and policy and practice and application and logic, but most people aren't there. They see Joe Biden falling asleep at the G7 with new footage that just came out. We just showed it on the screen. They see Joe Biden getting lost and wandering away. They see Joe Biden unable to get off of a set. They see Joe Biden slurring and blurring and muttering. Now more coming out of the Oval Office just speaking gibberish and then cackling at the reporters. They see this and it's so bad. Now the propaganda, as we covered it yesterday, is telling you it just doesn't exist. It's not even real. And it's so bad now. The Democrats internally are apparently getting ready to remove Joe Biden.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
In the darkness. madness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
So the last 24 hours, the biggest story has been Joe Biden's, I don't even know what you would call it. I mean, the cognitive decline, but it's beyond that. Because Joe Biden isn't really in control of anything. And it's the left-wing Democrat propaganda apparatus with their little trolls on social media and their TV hosts like Joe Scarborough that are trying to prop Biden up. But it's so bad now. If Biden had maybe one or two issues speaking or getting off of a stage, probably could get away with it. Wouldn't be a big story. Most people wouldn't know what's going on. But when it's 30, 40, 50 times, when it's now every time he makes a public appearance, can't get away with it. Too big of a story. So yesterday and today, it has been the number one story, Joe Biden cognitive decline, Joe Biden falling asleep at the G7, Joe Biden getting lost, Joe Biden getting dazed and confused. There's another video out from the Oval Office. He's just speaking gibberish at reporters. I mean, literally. So it's so bad. And now you know how bad it is. And you know it's having an impact because the Democrats are coming out and saying, oh, it doesn't exist. It's not real. It's a deep fake. It's a cheap fake. Now, I'm not going with the same lead as yesterday, but there have been some new developments in the last 24 hours since we were on air and led with this yesterday. And I'm telling you, all the mainstream news last night and this morning, this was the number one story. But it's not just about Joe Biden. We've known Joe Biden can't talk, can't walk, doesn't know where he is, and might have to wear diapers. That's not the news. The news is that the Democrats are telling you that none of it exists. And they're claiming that they're cheap fakes. But as I described yesterday, it truly is paranormal. It's crossing a Rubicon that we've never really experienced. It's not just a political lie of, oh, I'm doing great for the economy of, or oh, I'm doing great for the border, all this nonsense. That's just political lies. This is them telling you water isn't wet. This is them telling you the desert isn't hot. This is them telling you that, you name the egregious, like grass isn't green. Just stuff that you can see and observe. Everybody can look at it and witness it and know that it's true. And they tell you, no, that's not true. So that's the big development. And they're running this propaganda campaign, covering up for Joe Biden's malfunctions. It's their top priority now. What's strange is that apparently the top Democrats, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, maybe Kamala Harris, are all plotting to remove Joe Biden. Now, how do you do that? That's the ultimate question. How do you remove the golden relic, like in Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom? How do you do the bait and switch without the booby traps taking you down? Is it even possible? Well, apparently that's what they're going to try to do. But in the meantime, they're running their propaganda, telling you Joe Biden is fine, and all these videos are fake. They're fake. And I'm just watching this like, oh, please. Keep it up. Keep telling the average American, keep telling them with 140 days left of the election, when they see Joe Biden falling apart, crumbling, keep telling them that it's not real. Keep telling them not to believe their own lying eyes. You're the source of truth. You're the arbiter of truth and reality, not them. Your grocery bill went up? No, it didn't. The gas prices went up? No, they didn't. They're lower than ever. The inflation? There is no inflation. Yes. Joe Biden is very healthy and fit. Joe Biden is like a spring chicken. Joe Biden, it's Trump that can't talk. It's Trump that's falling apart, not Joe. Yes, keep telling the American people that. Please keep it up. I'm loving it. They run whole stories. So this is what I'm saying, that they've crossed a Rubicon. Because they've just been ignoring it, like, oh, we just, did Joe Biden just poop his pants on the White House lawn? Let's just ignore it. Oh, Joe Biden just slurred again. Oh, Joe Biden just read end of quote on the teleprompter, repeat the line. Oh, my gosh. Let's just ignore it. Now they have to address it, and they have to say, nope, that's not what's happening. Associated Press. Claim. Oh, they're fact-checking. Biden froze on stage during his fundraiser and had to be led away by Obama. I mean, it's on video. Everybody's seen it. Multiple angles. HD. And they say, no, that's not what happened. He just was observing the applause and then walked off stage with Obama. And this is all done intentionally, by the way, by Obama to embarrass Joe and to show that he's still the lead dog. He's still the man. He's still Barack. But, you know, Biden did get more votes than Barack. So who's really in charge? Who's really more popular? Biden got so many more votes than Obama. Of course, we all know that's fake. So all over, they're saying, nope, Biden is great. He didn't get let off the stage. Doesn't matter what you saw. And I'm telling you, this is the greatest thing that we could ever have. Because even if they replace Biden, they're destroying themselves as far as their integrity is concerned. They're destroying themselves with the average American. Nobody's going to trust these people. Oh, yeah, the economy's great. They know it's not. Oh, yeah, the border's secure. They know it's not. Hey, Biden's doing great. He didn't freeze. I can see on the video he froze. So it continues to get worse. This is so beautiful. This is like a five-course meal. I mean, just think about what your favorite restaurant, your favorite meal, a nice juicy filet, some cheesy mashed potatoes, some fried lobster. You ever had fried lobster? Oh, yeah. That's what this is like. Just, oh, my gosh, it's just so savory. So the Democrats have this propaganda agent, and he calls his show No Lie with Brian Tyler Cohen. No Lie is the name of his show. No Lie. Oh, man, serve it up. Serve it up. So he's got to get in on the propaganda stunt. Just telling you, Joe Biden is fine. It's not Joe Biden that's having the cognitive problem. It's Donald Trump, he says. So he takes a screenshot of Trump holding someone's hand after an event in Florida. And he says, here's a photo of Trump having to hold someone's hand to guide him off the stage. I'm sure this will get just as much coverage as the daily Biden old story gets. The daily, because it's every day Joe Biden has some sort of a malfunction that shows he's falling apart at the seams. So this is No Lie is what he calls the show. He's the biggest liar you've ever seen. And that's saying a lot, because there's a lot of competition amongst the liberal progressives. There's a lot of competition in the Democrat Party for biggest liar. This guy's going for gold. This guy is going for gold. Now, the ex community notes, it's, I guess you might call it their form of a fact check. And of all the fact checks out there, it's probably the best. It's not perfect, but it's probably the closest to a pure form of kind of a community fact check as it gets. The community note, the community fact check. This is a blatant lie. This is what it says. This is a blatant lie. This was a photo of Trump shaking Don Jr.'s hand. So let's just show you what absolute scum. Let's just show you what absolute scum. Here's the actual video. Trump walking off stage, waving to the crowd, huge crowd, gives his son a handshake. Gives his son a handshake. And then walks off the stage. No guiding. No struggling. Biden wouldn't even be able to walk on a stage, let alone off a stage like this. And then he lets go and walks off the stage under his own power, pointing people out, waving to the crowds, massive crowds. So this is so perfect. This is so great. And obviously we live in extremely corrupt times, but I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the American left, the Democrat media is destroying themselves, This absolute low-life douchebag calls his show No Lie, and all he does is lie. It's the epitome. It's the epitome of the left-wing media. It's the epitome of the Democrat Party propaganda. Take whatever they say and assume the opposite is true. And this absolute scumbag thinks that you're so stupid that you can't go watch the full video. He's going to take a single screenshot and say, look, it's Trump getting let off the stage. It's Trump that can't walk off the stage. Like, you can't go watch the video. Like, nobody's going to go watch the whole video and show people what a liar you are. Of course, this guy has no audience. He's just a Democrat propaganda agent. He has no audience. He has no real following. He has no organic engagement. The only engagement he gets is conservatives calling him a liar. But it doesn't matter. He's not there to have a show. He's not there to have a following. He's not there to be entertaining. He's there to put out the Democrat Party propaganda. So they say, hey, put out this photo of Trump with his hand held. We got to do damage control with Biden here. It's getting bad. Obama had to lead him off the stage. Macron had to lead him on a stage. At the G7, he was needing help just to find out where he was. It's really bad. Maloney had to grab him, bring him back into the photo session. We got to hair out. Hey, put out this picture of Trump with his hand embracing his son here, and let's claim it's Trump getting let off the stage. Yeah. Oh, I'm Briler Tyler Cohen. I'm Brian Tyler Cohen. I have no integrity. I have no soul. I'm a total sellout. I'm a total douchebag. Sure, I'll do that. I'll lie for the Democrats. I got nothing else to do. I couldn't do anything else with my life, so I'm just going to lie for the Democrat Party. And even the community notes, which still leans a little left, I mean, definitely leans left, and even the community notes say it's a blatant lie. That I'm telling you, this is a watershed moment, folks. The American left is losing all credibility. They are losing all credibility. And so that's what I'm saying. That's what I've learned. I've been doing this show since 2017. I've been doing political media since like 2013 now, over 10 years. And that's what I've learned over time. It's just the left is destroying itself. So just don't be self-destructive. And that goes for you in your life. That goes for you and your family. Just don't be self-destructive. And the average American that's politically indifferent or apolitical or ignorant, whatever, eventually they're just going to look at you. You're consistent. You're honest. You have integrity. You don't sell out. And meanwhile, they're just looking at the left, just twisting themselves into knots, wrapping themselves in pride flags, telling you that Biden is totally healthy, lying to you about Trump, lying to you about the economy, lying to you about the southern border, just destroying all integrity, all credibility that they have. And then they look back at you and they say, well, this person's remained consistent. It is a blatant lie. And that's all they do. That's all they do. All they do. Total corruption. Total propaganda. And so this is everywhere. The story is everywhere. It's even in some left-wing news outlets. Democrat insiders reveal Clinton, Obama, Pelosi, Schumer's secret plot to replace feeble Joe Biden. Now, This thing is so twisted and contorted like a pretzel. It's hard to even imagine, but no matter how they replace Joe Biden, if and when they do, they're going to take massive amounts of damage. Unless there's some natural cause that removes Joe Biden. Which, you know, I want Joe Biden to go all the way. Let's have Trump Biden round two. Joe Biden's the president of the United States, supposedly. So let's hope that he remains healthy all the way to November 5th. But how are they going to remove Joe Biden after they've done so much fundraising? They've done so much propaganda to support him. They've told you how healthy and fit he is. They've told you he's the greatest president, the most fit for the job ever, greatest for the economy, greatest for the southern border. I mean, you name it. They've been building him up as this monument, this enshrined legend of a president, Joe Biden. And they're just going to pull the plug on him? They're just going to say, oh, no, no, no. Oh, he's not mentally fit? What? You've been telling us he's mentally fit. Oh, his policies aren't working. He's losing popularity. What? You've been telling us how successful his policies are. Now, we have a presidential debate coming up in just over a week. Maybe that's a big turning point. Maybe something happens there that changes the tune, changes the narrative. Because the Democrats have to nominate somebody before the end of July and before the convention in mid-August. Unless they want to sacrifice Ohio. Now I suppose they might just figure, screw Ohio. They're going to let our candidate get on the ticket no matter what. And so that might be true. I don't know. But these are all the things that are in the air right now that they're going to have to deal with. So there is no smooth transition. There is no smooth transition for the Democrats. And if they don't go with Kamala Harris, how do they explain that? Because you know they don't want Kamala either. So how do they explain that one? It doesn't matter if they cut a deal with Kamala behind the scenes and say, hey, we'll make you the next Supreme Court justice. Just go silently. Just let us replace you. We don't want you, but we'll put you on the Supreme Court. Just please get out of our way. You might be a worse candidate than Biden. Okay, so they do that behind the scenes. How do they explain it to the public? They're not going to come out and say they cut that deal in this political gangsterism. So how do they explain skipping over the black woman, the proud black woman, the first female and black vice president? How are they going to explain that to the liberals? Shoving her out of the way for Gavin Newsom, another white man? Michelle Obama, really? You think that takes? So there's no way they can do this without taking massive damage. Even, God forbid, Joe Biden can't make it for natural causes. Even that's going to be embarrassing for them after they told you how healthy he was. And that all the videos showing his decline are deep fakes. That's what they said, deep fakes. Yeah, I guess this is like the, you know, you got to cut yourself to see if you still bleed. You know, you got to smash your finger to see if you're still real, if you're still here. It's like, am I even real? Did I just see Joe Biden fall down for the 10th time? Did I just hear Joe Biden muttering gibberish at the media in the Oval Office? Here it is. Here's Joe Biden. Hold on. I'm going to have to cut myself to see if I'm real, because I might be a deep fake. Or is this Joe Biden muttering gibberish to the media in the Oval Office in clip 6? I mean, folks, what is that? By the way, it's not the first time he's done that. But that's why they can't have a crowd. That's why they can't have a crowd at the presidential debates. Because he might go off and just start shouting gibberish at nobody. Play it again. Here you go. Did you hear that? Listen to Joe Biden shouting gibberish at the media. Go ahead. What is that? Oh, I'm sorry. That must be a deep fake. That must be a cheap fake. I don't know, guys. Let's go to Corinne Jean-Pierre here. She'll explain what's going on there in clip 7. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you will, look right here. Okay, so you did not see Biden wandering around aimlessly, freezing up, shitting himself, sniffing dignitaries, falling asleep, drinking drug cocktails, and frisking serving girls? What you actually saw were cheap fakes. It's like a deep fake, but it's just the real video that we don't want people to see. Oh, and I am a black lesbian.
Oh, I feel so much better now, guys. We can all relax. We can all take a deep breath, a sigh of relief. None of it was real. Joe Biden didn't fall over 10 times. Joe Biden did get lost on the international stage. He didn't run off the stage at the D-Day ceremonies. It was a cheap fake. Somebody implanted that and they incepted me. That never happened. Joe Biden didn't just shout gibberish at the media in the Oval Office. That wasn't real. Thank goodness Corinne Jean-Pierre is here to straighten it all out. Otherwise, we could be in big trouble. But I got to tell you, it would appear. How about this one too? Joe Biden falling asleep. This is obviously not real either. Here's Joe Biden falling asleep during Nessun Dorma, which I believe translates to "do not sleep." So he's at an opera singer performing Nessun Dorma, meaning "do not sleep," and Biden falls asleep. Clip 3. Struggling to keep his eyes open. And there he goes, asleep. That must be tough. All right, that's probably a cheap fake too. That's probably a cheap fake. Joe Biden never falls asleep. Oh yeah, he's fallen asleep in the Oval Office in the middle of meetings, and the foreign diplomats look over to talk to him, and they see he's snoring, and they, oh, okay, guess I'll just address the media myself then. But none of it's real, guys. Corinne Jean-Pierre said it's just a cheap fake. And she's a black lesbian, so I can't question her. Wouldn't want to be a bigot. So what are the Democrats going to do? The majority of people now believe, the vast majority of people now believe Joe Biden is not going to be the Democrat nominee. So what are they going to do about it?
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please always just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Piercing through the globalist agenda, welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Anyway, and maybe choose my words. I was just thinking, Putin's kleptocracy, it was in January. After being elected, early February, brought Israelis and Palestinians together at a political level, and as well as Sharon.
And guess what? It's growing. The economy's growing. People are doing better. We have the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. We have more people. We've had over 15 million people brand new hired into the workforce. You know, my son says we all have various short-term descriptions for your jobs, for what you accomplish. And he should say Joe Jobs.
Effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
What must be what?
That the percentage of women who registered to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
Just follow my orders here.
Thank you all for listening.
Oh.
Thanks. 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 Okay.
Now look, there's hours of this. Similar gaffes, moments, freezes from Joe Biden. Now, I don't want to spend all my time on this issue, but it's the number one issue right now. And I think it's pretty obvious that the Democrats are going to have to, they're going to have to call an audible. They're going to have to switch goalies. They're going to have to switch quarterbacks. They're going to have to change pitchers. At least that's what the majority of people believe. I'm still kind of thinking they're going to go all the way with Joe. I mean, they've taken him this far and they're running out of time to make their move. But it's just getting so bad. I mean, to run Joe Biden, you're either just planning on an outright theft of the election or you're just waving the white flag and saying, we'll get him in 2028 when Trump is gone. But that's how bad it is. And pretty much everybody sees it at this point. And you know, here's my problem too. And this is just the proof. We're experiencing the living proof of what the American left is really all about. Because I don't have any problem with a political disagreement. I don't have any problem with policy disagreements, issues, whatever. You're going to have disagreements. That's normal. That's politics as it is, as it has been. Disagreeing on certain issues and policies and practices and everything else. So that's normal. This is not normal. This is not normal. And I guess, guys, is this a new Biden glitch that's happened since we've been on air for 34 minutes? Huh. Okay. So we got another Biden glitch, but that's what I'm saying. It's every time he has any public appearance. So we'll come back and show this one. This just happened moments ago. Biden addressing the Democrats there. And I haven't seen this one. It's just happened. So every time he speaks, it's a new one. But that's what I'm saying. This isn't politics as normal where you're just disagreeing with your liberal friend or Democrat friend or whatever on a policy or on an issue or on a news story or something. This is them just being outright total liars and frauds. And to go along with this sham presidency, to go along with this Biden crime family presidency, to go along with, oh, Trump is the one in cognitive decline, not Biden. Oh, Trump is the criminal, not Biden. I mean, to go along with that, you're not involved in politics anymore. You're not involved in policy anymore. You're not involved in issues or narratives anymore. You're just an outright liar. You are just an outright corrupted liar that has made the conscious decision you're the bad guy. That's where we're at now. To go along with this is disgusting. To go along with this is disgusting. The problem is, I'm sorry guys, what was that? We do have the clip. How long is the clip? So to go along with that, And here's the problem. We don't have true political representation in that most Americans don't get the real news story. They don't get the real picture. And then we don't even get real representation as far as how most people think or feel. And then that making it into the media or that making it into any governing bodies. The left overwhelms it. They overwhelm it with noise. They overwhelm it with propaganda to make you think that they're still popular. They still have a big movement. They still have the majority. They don't. This is an extreme fringe majority, an extreme fringe minority now that still goes along with the far left, radical liberalism, communism, Marxism, Bidenism. It is a tiny fraction of Americans that still go along with this, but because they have 90% of the media in their back pocket, because they pay for all the propaganda on social media, because they censor the individuals that they don't like on social media, because they arrest the people that they don't like. We don't get the fair representation. They rig elections. So we don't get the fair representation, which is a whole nother issue, by the way. We need to go back, I think, to how the senators used to be chosen, because I realize this is another way how the Democrats have stolen the country and stolen a lot of the political power was now doing these elections for senators. And it kind of goes back to how they made sure there could be a lot less corruption with the Electoral College, or not letting the cities of New York and Los Angeles control our political future with the Electoral College. It was the same deal with senators getting selected by the representatives. We need to go back to that, because now the Democrats just steal Senate races at a state level by rigging them in Detroit, by rigging them in St. Louis, by rigging them in Atlanta, by rigging them all over. But that's a whole nother issue. So here's the latest Biden gaffe. Just happened, hot off the presses. Every time he has a public appearance, you just bet on it now. Guaranteed. Go ahead.
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Go ahead and play it again.
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary.
And look at that rat Chuck Schumer in the background. Look at that raw hamburger patty rat. And Mayorkas, these are just rats. We just have, oh my gosh. This is the most corrupt administration and corrupt party in the history of this country, folks. It's unbelievable.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast, because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Thank you. naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America. Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, they gotta hide this guy, Biden. They're just gonna have to hide him.
Every public appearance, every public statement, it's just another gaffe. That time he had a verbal gaffe and then froze. It was a combo piece. He had the two piece there with the freeze and the verbal gaffe. You're getting combo deals now from the Biden gaffes. That's amazing. But it was just a deep fake. You didn't actually see that. And, that rat creature, Chuck Schumer and Mayorkas, weren't behind him looking on either. It was all fake. It's all just a deep, cheap fake that you're somehow being confused into thinking is real. Is Chuck Schumer human? I mean, really, have you ever seen a more rat-like creature in your life than Chuck Schumer? I mean, that guy looks like he does some nasty stuff in private. I mean, that guy. Oh my gosh. I can't believe we're ruled by these people. All right, I want to show you some social experiments that are happening on the streets dealing with people's politics here in a second. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you can help support us. And we have great products on sale right now. This summer kickoff super sale, up to 40% off top-selling, top-rated supplements like Bodies, DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, Vitamin B12, Ultra 12, Liquid Tincture, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and so much more. And man, I could tell you about these products. I'm a product of the product at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't even need my sheet to tell you all about them. Like Bodies, the ultimate turmeric formula. Now, a lot of people have different uses for this. Like if you have just kind of stiffness from old injuries or maybe just age, or you've got joint pains, whatever the case may be. For me, it's if I have a long workout or I lift heavy weights or I play a lot of basketball or something, you kind of have that stiffness, you kind of have that soreness, and I like to take Bodies after a workout to relieve that inflammation, stiffness, and soreness. So that's what I like it for. But so many different uses. It's the ultimate turmeric formula, Bodies, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it also helps with blood flow when you take VasoBeat Complete and or Nitric Boost, both 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And that just enhances what all the other products do for you because it's great for circulation and cardiovascular function. So these are just some of the great products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Read all the reviews for yourself. Find out why they're rated so highly. And these are our top sellers right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, so a couple social experiments, you might say, and it really just shows how the left is putting itself into such a stereotypical corner, and they don't even have a clue what goes on in the world. So let's first start with just the great Shane Ritchie. asking people if they're going to be voting for Trump or Biden, but then asking people also, who do you think this person is voting for just based off of a picture of them? And it tells a story. So here's that clip in number 13.
Trump or Biden?
Trump.
What about him being like a convicted felon?
I'm a convicted felon.
You think other people could guess that?
Fuck no.
Who do you think this guy is voting for? Trump or Biden?
I mean, I'm hoping anybody I see is voting for Biden.
Nope.
You're riding with Biden?
Yeah.
Why?
He just has the same values that I stand with over Trump.
Which are?
Just like, LGBT issues or, immigration issues.
I'm big for like, rights and open borders. That's like my two biggest morals.
Yeah, I agree.
What? You think other people could guess that?
I think so.
Who do you think this guy is voting for? Trump or Biden?
Well, by the way he got on with the flowers and with the hat right there, see, he got a grandma hat on, so he'll probably vote for Biden on some weird shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Why?
Because, like, hell, like, he look green. Yeah, he don't look like, I ain't like, he look like he'll set somebody up. Like he look like a setup. I ain't gonna cap.
So the modern day liberal progressive Democrats really have a vibe, don't they? They really have a vibe. And then that guy puts it perfectly. Oh, they'll set you up. Yeah, they'll lie to you. They'll deceive you. They'll con you. It's what they do. So, but there's two kind of vibes. There's the Chuck Schumer rat man vibe. Just a total rat vibe. Or there's like the limp-wristed, pathetic soy boy con job type. Those are the two vibes, and everybody can see it. Everybody can feel it. But, you know, it's funny, and this has always been the case. And you know, when I was out doing my street videos, it was 100% guaranteed every time. If you ask a Trump hater, whatever, Democrat voter, anything about their policy takes or their values or why they like somebody, they don't know. They don't know. They always jump right back to the identity politics. Oh, I like LGBTQ rights. Oh, he's going to vote for Biden because he's black. What? And of course, it's the black guys saying, actually, we're going to be voting for Trump. And then they look at the soy boy cuck liberal and say, yeah, that's a Biden voter right there. Just look at him. He looks like a scheme artist. Looks like he's scheming right now in his little grandma hat. They have a vibe, don't they? And it's funny. Do you ever go out with your friends? And you know, you can just tell when there's a liberal in the room. You can just sense their presence. It's like a goblin-like presence, a rat-like presence. You know what I mean? You guys know what I mean? I think everybody knows exactly what I mean. You can spot a liberal, whether it's a look that they have or an energy that they put off. Most of the time, it's both. You can just tell. Now, most people are just neutral. Most people are just neutral. But you can tell when there's a lefty in the room, you can just feel that demonic presence. You can just see the soy boy cuck nature. You really can point him out. It's really too obvious, isn't it? I think everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about. Now, this just shows you how ignorant they are on basic geopolitics and issues. This gentleman asks, who do you think would be more likely to support LGBTQ rights? And it's a person in a Trump hat, and then it's a Hamas soldier. And who do you think they say would be more supportive of LGBTQ rights? I mean, I know liberals are too predictable, but here's the proof in clip 12.
Between these two choices, who would you say is more likely to be supportive of the LGBTQ community? Okay, why would you say that?
Because he's a brown person and he's not for Trump.
Do you think the fact that he's part of Hamas would stop him from supporting that community?
Not at all.
Probably number one.
Number one?
Palestinians.
Why would you say that?
Because Trump supporters are typically anti-LGBT.
Do you think, so somebody that's a member of Hamas, would they support the LGBTQ community?
You know, I'm not sure.
I'd say number one.
Number one?
Number one.
Okay, what makes you say that?
They just look kinder.
Kinder. Do you think that, you know, somebody that's, say, a member of Hamas would be supportive of the gay community? Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. Maybe him.
Number one?
He looks a little friendlier.
So one out of the five people And she's the only one there at the end that's not a pro-Palestine protester. The first four were all pro-Palestine protesters. So it's for our audio audience, it's literally a guy in the Hamas regalia, and it says Hamas soldier on his shirt. And then it's a picture of a guy in a Trump hat. And all the pro-Palestinian people say, oh, the guy in the Hamas soldier outfit, he's going to be more supportive of LGBTQ rights than the Trump supporter. That's how deranged these people are. So they just got their little Palestinian headscarves off of Amazon, and they think they've got it all figured out. That's really something, isn't it? That's really, oh, yeah. The Hamas soldiers are big LGBTQ rights people. They're fighting for the LGBTQ community big time. Isn't that ironic? And it just goes to show you, all this stuff is AstroTurf. Because the truth, you should really own that one. You should wear that one on your sleeve. Here's the man that eventually took down the rapist. It wasn't even law enforcement. It was just a local member of the community concerned that there was a non-citizen rapist running around. And so he talks about restraining the rapist until law enforcement came here in clip 11.
Take him out. And I told everybody, yo, this is the rapist, you know. I punched him, I kicked him a little bit. And yeah, that's it.
What did you say to him?
Nothing. I ain't saying nothing to him. I'm only quiet when I see new people that I really don't know, you feel me? Like, I recognize you from around him. Like, hold up, this sucks. But I already knew it was him since he was coming down the block. I already knew it was him.
Did he say anything to you?
Nope.
Nothing at all?
He didn't see it coming.
He didn't deny it. He didn't
deny. He was like, oh, he started yelling, help, help, help in Spanish. I'm like, yeah, that's what the little girls were saying. And he didn't deny it. I said, they already got your ass. He's like, yeah, I know. And he just surrendered. He gave up.
Wow. Yeah. So describe that.
So local had to take him down. Law enforcement wasn't even there. Of course, they're defunded in New York, or they're all, focused on putting Trump in jail and in court so they can't go after the rapists. We should shake a Biden voter's hand. Maybe you should go to the main metropolitan area in your town, Main Street, First Street, whatever it is. Just ask them, hey, did you vote for Joe Biden? Well, yes, I did. And you extend your hand. A 13-year-old girl was raped at knife point. Thanks to you. Congratulations. Way to go. Good job. Here's another one. Illegal alien deported 16 times. 16 times back in the country illegally under Joe Biden's border policies. Kills 64-year-old man in Colorado. Kills Scott Miller, 64 years old, American citizen in Colorado. Illegal alien from Mexico deported 16 times. Oh, and he was driving a semi-truck. He was working, too. So that semi-truck contracting company should probably be sued into oblivion. Or who knows, maybe the Biden administration gave him a visa to work. 16-time illegal border crosser, probably got a work visa from the Biden administration and ends up killing somebody, an American citizen. Thank a Biden voter. Thank a Biden voter. And hey, it's not safe for anybody out here. Even Secret Service, they were in California with Joe Biden and they got robbed. Secret Service agent robbed at gunpoint during Joe Biden's trip to California, resulting in officer-involved shooting. Secret Service agent robbed at gunpoint in Southern California. Orange County, that's supposed to be the nice place where Biden had his big fundraiser. And Secret Service was robbed at gunpoint. That's crazy for multiple reasons. Orange County, California, supposed to be the rich area, safe area. Big Biden event going on and still nobody's safe, and Secret Service robbed at gunpoint? They got the jump on Secret Service? That doesn't happen very often, does it? Or is that just how bad things have gotten in Democrat-run California? And they want to run Newsom for president? With the absolute degradation of California? That's phenomenal.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
By the way, do you think it was a gun-free zone?
Oh, yes, it was. It was a Democrat gun-free zone where Secret Service was robbed at gunpoint.
Those gun-free zones, those pesky gun-free zones seem to have the most gun crime.
If only the liberals could learn. And then the crew asked me in the break, do you think if the concerned local citizen that beat up and detained the illegal alien child rapist, do you think if that individual was white, that they wouldn't be facing prison time? You know, like a Daniel Penny situation? You know, it sounds crazy, but Probably. But luckily for that local hero, not white. So that local hero doesn't have to deal with the Democrats trying to put him in jail for stopping a criminal. But yeah, I wouldn't put it past him if it was a whitey. But everything is racism. Everything is racism when you're a Democrat. And when you're a black Democrat, that means give me free stuff right now. Give me free money. And so here is the mayor of Chicago. All Chicago's problems are from racism, and the solution is for black people in Chicago to get free money from white people. That will solve everything. Here he is explaining it, clip 8.
Chicago still bears the scars of systemic racism and injustices that have been inflicted on our communities. We've seen them in highways that cut through black neighborhoods. And the industries, of course, that flock to these neighborhoods, often contributing to increased pollution and poor health outcomes. We see it in the trauma, of course, that is caused by gun violence. But we also saw it firsthand with the gross disinvestment that was intentional by previous administrations. And so beautiful neighborhoods like mine, the Austin neighborhood, has seen many health disparities. The lack of nutritious food, the lack of employment opportunities,
he's wearing a crown.
The disinvestment in our communities have been
Slay Queen.
Intentional. And of course, that's why it's imperative that it is now the time to deliver good on reparations for people of Chicago, and particularly black people of the city of Chicago. Because even as I stand here today as mayor, the legacy of slavery and the aftermath still echoes today. We saw it when previous administrations sold off public assets. We saw the harm when previous administrations closed black schools and they shut down public housing, when they raided the pensions, these anti-black, anti-business endeavors that have caused tremendous harm and pain. But it's a new day. In fact, we are standing on the shoulders of one of the great leaders of this city, Dorothy Tillman, who laid the foundation and the groundwork to ignite a movement for reparations.
There it is.
It was Dorothy Tillman that introduced me to Dr. Claude Anderson, Black Labor, White Wealth. And it is why my administration is committed to driving reparations home. And we're going to invest $500,000 into the study of restoration and reparations for the city of Chicago so that we can begin to move in the direction of complete liberation. And that's why, with the help and the support of the Black Caucus, we have a brand new Office of Reentry, added $5 million to make sure that the formerly incarcerated find jobs and housing and counseling and the full support that they need.
So that's $5.5 million for non-whites, but they still need more reparations. And they want, and he says, for full liberation, as he's going to make you reliant on other people's money. Interesting. And by the way, black Democrats have been running Chicago for decades. They run the education department. So why are they complaining about education in Chicago when black Democrats run it? Head of Chicago's teachers union tells radio host conservatives do not want black children to read. Wow. It's part of the oath they take to be right wing. Do you guys remember taking that oath? I didn't know you had to take an oath that said you don't want black children to read. This is a black woman, Stacey Gates Davis, who runs the Chicago Teachers Union. So if there's anyone responsible for black kids not reading in Chicago, it's you, a black woman. There's no whiteys running it. It's black Democrats. You know what? I've discovered the problem. It's Democrats.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
That's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And the more you dig into these issues, the more you realize it's the same party responsible for all of them. Democrats, and they always complain about the things that they're in control of. I mean, isn't it amazing? They always complain about the things that they're in control of. Democrats. It's a political phenomenon that I hope I don't have to endure for my entire life. I hope maybe one or two more election cycles and we can finally just, that'll be it for the Democrat Party. Long overdue for retirement, if you catch my drift. And it's now clear what they want out of this Trump conviction in New York. It's so that they can run ads like this leading up to the election. This is the latest Democrat Joe Biden ad. And, yeah, you get it pretty loud and clear in clip one.
In the courtroom, we see Donald Trump for who he is. He's been convicted of 34 felonies, found liable for sexual assault, and he committed financial fraud. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's been working, lowering health care costs and making big corporations pay their fair share. This election is between a convicted criminal who's only out for himself and a president who's fighting for your family.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
So, I mean, they've spent so much money on this guy. Can they really just remove him? This is such a crazy election cycle because we could be looking at a situation where Trump is in prison, having to run from prison, or who knows, maybe the Republicans try to replace Trump, and then the Democrats remove or replace Biden too, or Biden is running from a iron lung. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. But as we are now just 9 days away from the presidential debates, let's remember, now, there were supposed to be three presidential debates in 2020. The Biden campaign canceled the final two because the first one was such a disaster. But let's not forget what it was like, as they all are. The media is against Trump. The hosts are against Trump. The ads are against Trump. The audience, they plant Democrats in there against Trump. They don't let Trump talk. But let's remember this moment with the loser Chris Wallace. Tried to go independent, failed miserably. They tried to start up a new CNN app with him, failed miserably. Now he's a nothing, a nobody. And so when Trump is trying to talk about the Biden crime family corruption and the Hunter Biden laptop, they cut off his mic. Chris Wallace interrupts. Biden denies it. So now that we're 4 years removed from this, it hits differently with 9 days to go till the next presidential debate. Here it is, clip five.
Deficit
China
with
ate
Mexico.
Your lunch. All right, 18%. China ate your lunch, Joe. And no wonder your son goes in and he takes out billions of dollars to manage. He makes millions of dollars. And also, just out of curiosity, the mayor of Moscow's wife gave your son $3.5 million. What did he do to deserve it? What did he do with Burisma to deserve $183,000?
None of that is true.
Let him answer.
None of that is true.
Oh, really?
Totally.
He didn't give
$3.5 million? Mr. President, please.
Totally discredited. Totally discredited. And by the way.
Well, wait, he didn't get $3.5 million, Joe?
Mr. Vice,
he got $3.5 million.
That is not true.
Oh, really,
Mr. President? It's an open discussion. Please,
now, it's a fact.
Raised an issue. Let the Vice
totally
President answer.
Discredited.
Did Burisma pay him $183,000 a month with no experience in energy?
Mr. President,
with no job? My son did nothing wrong at Burisma.
I think he did.
Mr. President, let him answer.
He doesn't want to let me answer because he knows I have the truth. His position has been totally, thoroughly discredited.
By who? And you
the
credit. Media.
By everybody. Well, by the,
media,
by our allies, by the World Bank, by everyone has discredited. Matter of fact, even the people who testified under oath.
So let me ask you this, Joe.
No, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
He
got $3.5 million from Moscow.
He testified under oath in his administration, said, I did my job and I did it very well.
Oh, really?
I did it honorably.
I'd like to know who they are.
I'll give you the list of the people who testified.
No, go ahead, sir.
Sure, you've already fired most of them because they did a good job.
Some people don't do a good job.
Wait a minute. You get the final word, Mr.
Well, it's hard to get any word in with this clown. Excuse me.
Mr. President.
$3.5 million, Joe.
That is simply
why did
not
he deserve $3.5 million from Moscow?
Look, here's the deal. We want to talk about families and ethics. I don't want to do that. I mean, his family, we could talk about all night.
My family lost a fortune by coming down and helping us with government.
This is not about my family or his family. It's about your family.
They didn't
the American
like $3.5
people.
Million
he doesn't. That's not true. It doesn't want to talk about what you need. You, the American people. It's about you. That's what we're talking about.
All right. That's the end of the segment. We're moving on.
It didn't take them.
Vice President,
can I be honest? It's a very important
question.
He stood up
No, the answer to the question is no.
Ukraine.
No, sir.
With $1 billion,
sir,
if you
that
get rid
is
of
absolutely
you know
what,
you're,
wait, not
stop.
True.
You're doing it.
You're
going to
have
tape.
True.
Gentlemen. I hate to raise my voice, but I see it seems to be, why shouldn't I be different than the two of you? So here's the deal.
Because you're the moderator, punk.
Six segments. We have ended that segment. We're going to go to the next segment. In that segment, you each are going to have two uninterrupted moments. In those two interrupted minutes, Mr. President, you can say anything you want. I'm going to ask a question about race, but if you want to answer about something else, go ahead. But I think that the country would be better served
without you
if we allowed both
moderating
people to speak with fewer interruptions.
He's
I'm appealing to you, sir, to do that.
Well, and him too.
Well, frankly, you've been doing more interrupting
than
he has.
Well, that's all right, but he does plenty.
Well, less than, sir, less
does
than
plenty.
No, he less
does
than you have.
Chris Wallace, what a punk. Thinks it's all about him. An arrogant punk. But okay, why do we revisit that? Everything Joe Biden denied in that clip has now been proven entirely true. The Hunter Biden laptop, the millions of dollars flowing in through Joe's rat holes of Hunter and James, all of it proven true. And he sits there and says, the media said it's not true. The intelligence agency said it's not true. Everybody knows it's not true. Well, now we've actually seen the bank records. We've seen the emails. We've even heard voice recordings of phone calls. All of it was true. This should be the end of Joe Biden. He's a stone cold liar. He sat right there and lied to the American people, and Chris Wallace let him do it and then interrupted Donald Trump when he was trying to get the truth out. This should be it for Joe Biden. And maybe it is. Maybe they'll run him again. It doesn't matter. It should be it for him anyway. Now, some other political news here, and then we're going to open up the phone lines the rest of the way. Top congressional Democrats approve massive weapons package for Israel. This is going to hurt them politically. I don't see the anti-Israel left, and even though, I mean, it might be a small fraction of the left, it might be a big fraction, but it's enough to hurt their chances politically. So for the Democrats going all in on Israel here, definitely hurts. But they'll just try to muffle this, but they'll see it. The anti-Israel left will see it. Two key Democrats approved the sale of U.S. weapons, including F-15 fighter jets, to Israel after months of inaction on the arms transfer that comes amid the deadly war in Gaza. Yeah, deadly for one side, although Israel did, I think, 8 Israeli soldiers were killed yesterday. Democrat Gregory Meeks, Democrat Ben Cardin, signed off on an $18 billion package to Israel that includes 50 fighter jets. $18 billion more for Israel. What more do they need? What more does Israel possibly need? What do they need 50 fighter jets for? What do they need billions of dollars for? They're doing whatever the hell they want in the Gaza Strip with almost no resistance. I think there have been like 15 Israeli soldiers killed since the incursion compared to some 30, 40,000 Palestinians. What do they need more jets for? What do they need more aid for? Why do they continue to need billions of dollars from us? So Israel's gotten about $80 billion from us since October 7th. Ukraine has gotten about $250 billion from us since Biden took office, and they got more coming. Vice President Kamala Harris announces $1.5 billion aid package for Ukrainian infrastructure. Infrastructure. So the infrastructure that the Russians have destroyed, we're paying to rebuild. It's not even a loan. Just free money. Who's going to go in there and rebuild it? Is it going to be BlackRock? Who gets that deal? Who's getting this deal? Kamala Harris, $1.5 billion aid for their infrastructure. So you know you're paying the salaries of Ukrainian government officials, you're paying the salaries of the Ukrainian military, and you're paying for the cleanup job and the infrastructure job that Russia has blown up. You're paying for that. Your cities are falling apart, doesn't matter. you want nothing to do with Russia or Ukraine or Israel or Palestine, doesn't matter. They are getting your money. So keep working. As your cost of living goes up, your taxes go up, keep working because Israel and Ukraine needs that money. Russian President Vladimir Putin makes rare visit to North Korea. That was happening today. It'll also be happening tomorrow. China's menacing nuclear-armed humpback submarine surfaces near Taiwan as Xi ramps up nuclear arsenal at blistering pace. Strategically speaking, it would make the most sense for us to be involved in Taiwan and maybe Hong Kong. If you want to get into geopolitics and where we should be supporting, it would be Hong Kong, it would be Taiwan. And certainly they're going to get some money from us, but it's not going to matter. We're spread too thin, and the Biden administration has no teeth. So, but instead we're all in on Ukraine, which will give us nothing in return. We're all in on Israel, which will give us what in return? And meanwhile, your cost of living goes up and your infrastructure goes down. And your military suffers as well. You have no border, but don't worry. Don't worry. There'll be plenty of money for Ukraine and Israel. Do not worry. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. All right. We got some other economic news, and then I'm going to give out the phone numbers. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is made possible. And we've got great supplements like DNA Force Plus, a one-of-a-kind proprietary blend that we have. It's really the elite flagship supplement of InfoWarsStore.com. It's all about telomere health. It's all about cellular energy. And it is 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with the CoQ10 and the PQQ all in one system of delivery. I take two DNA Force Plus every morning. I take two DNA Force Plus every night. You can go read the reviews for yourself. There's so many positive outcomes from people getting on DNA Force Plus as part of their regular supplement routine for telomere support and cellular energy. And go find out what's in the Cellular Engine Boost blend, a proprietary blend, the Herbal Bioavailability blend, DNA Force Plus, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That 40% off is part of the Super Summer Kickoff Sale with 40% off top-selling, top-rated products like Bodies, Ultimate Fish Oil, Nitric Boost, and VasoBeat Complete for your cardiovascular health, Vitamin B12, Ultra 12 Liquid Tincture, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, the Ultimate Nootropic for mental energy and clarity, Survival Shield X3, Nascent Tri-Iodine. It's all 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, part of the Summer Kickoff Sale. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I hope you will be as well. Okay, and at that, I will give out the phone number. I'll cover some of this other news, and we'll take calls the rest of the way. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Anything we've discussed so far today is fair game, and the number is on the screen for you now. So anything we've discussed is fair game. I'll cover some other news, and we'll start taking calls here in the third hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. All right, some financial news. But first, are they just going to blame COVID forever? It's like we have these forever blame games. Oh, blame everything on slavery. Blame everything on the Holocaust. It's just like, well, when do we ever move on, or do we just constantly blame that for everything? So now it's COVID. So now COVID is the thing that's going to stay around forever, and we're just going to blame it on – everything is just blamed on COVID now forever. We can never move on. And so here's Yellen blaming inflation on COVID, clip 9.
Voters say they trust Donald Trump with the economy more than Joe Biden. What's going on?
What's going on?
Well, I think the pandemic was a profoundly difficult time. But in the years leading up to the pandemic, Americans were really, many of them, working class families just struggling with things like health care costs, the cost of energy, education costs, child care costs. And so they they really feel the cost of living, housing is particularly unaffordable in so many parts of the country.
No, but it's the greatest economy ever.
I think the inflation that we experienced after the pandemic just compounded this feeling for them that life isn't affordable. So it is the Biden administration's top priority.
Mm. It's their top priority, but except it's Ukraine that's their top priority, or it's Donald Trump in prison that's their top priority, or it's imprisoning all of Trump supporters that's their top priority. Oh, no, it's the economy is their top priority. Really, how's that going? Nobody trusts Biden with the economy. And they have this game of having their cake and eating it, too. So they tell you it's the greatest economy ever, thanks to Joe Biden. But then when they're pressed on the issue and they say, but the cost of living is up and the average American voter says that they trust Trump with the economy more than Biden. Why is that? Well, that's because of COVID and inflation because of the pandemic. But you said the economy was the greatest ever under Biden and Americans don't buy it. Well, they're just confused because of COVID and the pandemic. It's, yeah, they just don't know any better. But there is no inflation, but it's at an all-time high. And now we're about to cross a threshold where the biggest payment that our government is making is in interest. So first off, you have the U.S. budget deficit to reach $1.9 trillion in 2004. Joe Biden said he cut the deficit. That was an outright lie. So we're about to go to $2 trillion in deficit. So no, he didn't cut it. He lied about that. And now you have the annualized interest, which is about to be the number one expense of our government. Wall Street Silver breaking it down. By the way, also, what is Janet Yellen? Again, are these aliens? I mean, that is a freak. Where do they get these freaks? Seriously, where do they get these rodent-like creatures? That is an absolute freak show. All right. Wall Street Silver. The interest on the debt for May in 2024 was $103 billion. Debt will grow another $2 trillion or more in the next 12 months. We are already on pace for over $1.2 trillion in annualized payments on the debt. That's annualized payments on debt, $1.2 trillion. Folks, I don't know how this survives. Within the next few years, interest on debt will exceed Social Security payments and become the largest item in the budget. Interest. Now, you can pretty much thank every member of Congress and every president in modern history for this deal. No doubt about that. Republicans, Democrats, doesn't make a difference. They're all responsible for this. How does this survive? Especially if they cut off your energy. It doesn't. It's not supposed to survive. The whole thing is supposed to collapse, and then they bring in the central bank digital currency on a global scale. And you can only access it if you have a good ESG score. Now, you do notice Biden says he cut the deficit and the spending. But notice what happened right after Biden gets into office. I mean, guys, it's a joke. The line shoots straight up as soon as Biden gets into office. It shoots straight up. And they blame it on Trump. So that right there is that line going straight up is literally right after Biden gets elected. And he says he cut spending and cut the deficit. So now again, I'm not sitting here blaming Biden for everything. He doesn't even know what's going on half the time or all the time. But for him to say he's cut deficit spending and cut the debt is just such an outright lie. It's a joke. So that's what it takes to be a Democrat. You got to be gullible. You got to be stupid. You got to be blind. You got to be deaf. And you have to be just an outright liar yourself. You have to choose to be the bad guy. That's where we're at. This is a horrific number. 171,300 patients traveled out of state for abortions in 2023. Out-of-state care accounted for more than 15% of the estimated 1 million clinician-provided abortion procedures between 2023 and March of this year. 1 million. 1 million abortions. Who do you think is killing their kids? Who do you think is having abortions? Well, if you look at the political phenomenon, it's liberals. It's leftists. It's Democrats. They're the ones that care about abortion so much. And I guess they figure, I mean, how many abortions can you have in a year, really? I mean, seriously, how many abortions do you think you could have in a year? Like three max? I don't know. Crew saying maybe four. Point is, these are probably, they probably figure that there's about 500,000 women that will vote on that single issue guaranteed on abortion because they have abortions. Now, that's not a very big number, but they might figure that's enough to sway an election, and that's why they go all in on the abortion issue. But politics aside, this is what I'm saying. How do the liberals sit here on a moral high ground and pretend like they're Christian or they're holier than thou, and they're having 1 million abortions a year? They're killing 1 million children a year. Liberals will kill more children in 6 years than in the Holocaust, than people that died in the Holocaust. So liberals are having a Holocaust of their own children every year. Oh, but they have the moral high ground, and they're Christian, and they're better than you. See, it's not even, I want to remove the politics. They're just killing innocent children. I mean, it's a heartbreaking.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Out of Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World. And
the War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
When I'm reelected, we will begin removing these criminals, these horrible people from our midst, and we'll end up doing it immediately. We're going to do it immediately.
All right, Trump had another massive rally today in Racine, Wisconsin.
We're not going to live like this.
I actually meant to cover it live, and I got so embedded in the news, I forgot to do it. So, but we do have somebody on the line who was there in the beautiful lake town of Racine, Wisconsin, another big rally. But let's hear from Wild in Wisconsin, who is at it. Wild, what was it like?
Hey, Big O. Yeah, I was hugging the rail front row over there, got a selfie with Steve Scalise. And you know, I was concerned if, you know, Trump still has, he's getting a little old. His birthday was the other day, but he definitely got that big dick energy for sure.
Well, and, I mean, if you do a compare and contrast to Biden, it's not even close. But if Trump's age is a concern, he certainly still has the energy.
Yeah. And he, well, you know, had all the classic speech stuff. I told him to deport the trans people, and he really didn't talk much about the abortion stuff, which I thought was interesting, but you know, it was
well,
very
he's laying off that for political reasons. So that's what it is.
Yep. And it was a little hot, but he wasn't sweating at all. He did a great job. I think he still has it. I think.
What do you think? What was the turnout? How big was it? Racine is kind of a small little, for people that don't know, it's kind of a small little, lake town. It's not really a too big of a city, very nice area. How big was the turnout, would you say?
Oh, it was packed. It was totally packed. But one thing I did notice for all the thousands and thousands of people that were there, they only had 3 metal detectors to let people in. If they, like, had, you know, 10 metal detectors, they could have got a lot more people into these rallies. The line goes really slow, and a lot of people didn't get in. Mm. But it was like sardines.
Wow. So, of course, another packed rally.
There were some protesters, maybe like 30 protesters.
Oh, anti-Trump?
Yeah, there was some anti-Trump.
What are they protesting? What are they upset about?
It was weird. They were trying to go with like religious messaging when I was listening to them, which was kind of a weird angle, you know, because you know, a lot of them are atheists or non-believers.
Well, these are deranged lunatic liberals we're dealing with, so don't try to make too much sense of what they do.
Yeah, and
other than they just hate you and want to deceive you. That's really all you can do. It's just, that's the only way to make sense of it.
Yeah, Racine here, also known as Racilla, is a pretty rough area too. They have a lot of crime down here, so it's kind of nice that he came to like some areas of Wisconsin that needs help with crime, because you know, he was right about Milwaukee having a horrible crime problem, and you know, there's people unfortunately being preyed upon by the criminals here, and we need Donald Trump to set him straight.
Yeah, that was that was one of the Democrat deep fakes. They're the ones doing the cheap fake deep fakes. Wild, thanks for the update. They say, oh, Trump said Milwaukee's a horrible city. No, he was talking about crime. But I guess Democrats love crime, because everywhere that they run the city, there's a lot of crime. So I guess they love crime, so that would bother them. All right, Wild, good to hear from you. Let's go to Kendra in Alabama. Kendra, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. So I'm calling in because I wanted to talk about the election.
What I think is there's not going to be an election. So I think that they're going to stick with Biden, and they're going to put Trump in jail. So then Biden will continue to do what he does. And then right before the election, there's going to be a cyber attack, which will then cause massive power outages, which could be wherever Trump is in jail at, maybe give him a heart attack or something like that. And then after that, they're going to declare war on Russia, and then we will all be in martial law.
Well, you've really plotted this thing out, huh?
Yes.
Well, there's definitely going to be a cyber attack in our future. I don't know if they're gearing that up before the election, but they have done multiple Operation Polygon exercises where they simulate a cyber attack. Is that why you think that's the case?
Yeah.
Well, if that all comes true, we'll say Kendra in Alabama, we need to bring her in, and she needs to just start telling us the future.
I agree. We'll have to see. I hope it doesn't happen like that, but, I mean, it looks like that. But, yeah, that was just the point I wanted to make. So,
well, and I guess that's certainly in the cards. Kendra, thank you for the call. Them canceling the election is certainly in the cards. And you know, that's so far-fetched that we kind of forget about that, but it's definitely in the cards. Definitely in the cards. Let's go to Jonathan in Florida. Jonathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Owen. Hey, glad to hear you guys are still on air. It's crazy because I was watching you. I was over visiting my mom, and she came in, and then she was ecstatic. She's like, "You're still on the air?" And it's so weird because at the beginning, she was a naysayer. She's like, "All those conspiracies, et cetera, et cetera." And I'm like, "No, look what they're saying." Hey, I can't lie. At the beginning, I thought it was all, I'm like, just a bunch of madness. But then started cross-referencing a lot of you guys' stuff, and I'm like, wait, this is actually true? And I'm like, oh.
Well, and, you know, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but this is exactly what I was explaining earlier and how it's really kind of affected my approach to this whole thing is, I mean, doing a three-hour talk show every day is not for everybody, especially when you're really focusing on politics or in an election cycle. But I've just learned that as more and more as my friends and family start to see the world as I see it, it's just keep telling the truth, keep staying, you know, on the high ground, if you will, keep your integrity and all that stuff. And eventually people come around. The truth has gravity, and eventually it gets you.
Absolutely. All right. And the main reason for my call is this whole thing with the Secret Service agent getting ran up on. And I'm like, maybe Trump needs to reevaluate his Secret Service.
Well, that was Biden's Secret Service, or maybe it was Obama's. But yeah, that was a crazy, that's crazy.
I'm like, aren't they supposed to be the most attentive, like watching, like supposed to be down the block watching drones, everything. And I'm like, you getting jacked? I'm like, yeah, well, that had me kind of losing hope for a moment. I'm like, geez, if these guys that are supposed to protect the leader of the free world can't do their job, then are we screwed? We might be screwed in the bigger picture. I don't know. I was just like backing out 30,000 foot view down. Like, if these guys, their job's real important.
Yeah, an obvious thought process. Well, they won't even give RFK Jr. Secret Service. So, I mean, that just shows you know, where the Biden administration is at. I guess they want him to get hurt. Jonathan, thanks for the call. Let's go to Andy in Kansas. Andy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, yeah, I was wanting to talk to you about that money going over to Israel, that additional $19 billion again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm flabbergasted, like always, whenever I see them doing it, because as I've seen, like, with Ukraine and everything, there's no accountability where any of that money is going. They have no idea where it's going. So we could actually be sending money over to Israel, and they could be funneling it right into the Jewish NGOs that are invading
Bingo.
The country.
See, you just nailed it. And I actually think that's what goes on here. And this is how Israel ends up owning our Congress. We send all the aid over to Israel, which, by the way, they don't need it. They don't need the aid, but we send all the money over to Israel. And then what happens? Israel starts these lobbying groups that don't even have to register as foreign agents, and then they flush millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars into Congress and own Congress. It's a giant slush fund, 100%.
Exactly. And so I also did want to chime in on that Secret Service comment. You know, for Junior, I mean, if I was him, I'd be kind of happy that I don't have Secret Service protection, because look what it did for the rest of his family.
Well, I'll tell you, I guess that is another angle to that story. Andy, thank you for the call. I mean, at least the money in Israel is destroying their enemy. The money in Ukraine is doing nothing. By the way, I'm not celebrating what's going on in Israel, but it's just like... We got one segment left. Don't go anywhere.
All right, folks. Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support, spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
InfoWars.com/show.
InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. A couple headlines, and we'll take some more callers. You know, we talk about this phenomenon a lot, and we're starting to cross the threshold. Streaming topped broadcast and cable viewership by double digits in May. So I'm not sure if streaming has the impact politically, let's say, or if it doesn't narrow it down to news. It's more talking about entertainment, TV shows, and movies. So in that regard, no doubt, streaming has toppled broadcast television. I think that that's probably fair to say that we're never going back to that. Now, as far as news consumption and impact, I don't think we've crossed that threshold yet, but this is a sign that we're going to be there, no doubt. And that will truly change the game, because the corrupt deep state establishment has really controlled the broadcast news paradigm probably for all of our lives. And they can't control everything on the internet. That's why they're so desperate for internet censorship. That's why they're so desperate to shut InfoWars off the internet. Because they know it's like the Wild West. And anybody can get millions of viewers, not just the corporate controlled cable broadcast news. So that's big. That's big. The Boston Celtics won the NBA title last night, and the coach, Joe Mazzulla, who we've featured before when they try to race bait him, he's a black coach, when they try to race bait him at these press conferences, he turns it right back on them every time. He wore a shirt last night in the post-game interviews. Let me thank God. Let me thank God. He also wears a crucifix on his sweater that he wears during the games. So nice to see that. Good for him. Mysterious monolith appears in Nevada desert, police say. There's actually images of it. I think this happened, didn't this happen before a couple years ago? It's this giant monolith, and it's just a huge mirror, basically, like what you would see in Space Odyssey. And I guess some artist is just randomly putting these things in the desert every other year or so. Kind of cool. Kind of cool. Wouldn't you like to discover that and then touch it and go crazy like the monkeys in Space Odyssey? Very symbolic. Touch the monolith. See the monolith. Question the monolith. Expand your consciousness. Question your consciousness. So there it is. Looks about 15 feet high. Imagine climbing and seeing that. Yeah, there was the other one that they found. That one was triangle. The new one is rectangle. Maybe aliens put it there. Federal appeals court in D.C. set arguments for September over TikTok ban. So that's going to be a big one coming up in September, the TikTok ban. Well, it's a forced sale. It's a forced sale. It's not really a ban, but I guess they'll ban it if ByteDance won't sell it. Then they'll ban it. Because, you know, that's so free speech and free market, isn't it? All right, we take a couple more calls here before we sign off for the day. Let's go to Annie in Idaho. Annie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? It's actually not Annie, but that's close enough.
I'm sorry, it's Ann. Is that right?
It's Pam.
Pam, well, I'm going to have to beat my phone screener.
No.
Okay, no. Fine. I'll relieve him because of your question. All right, Pam, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to. I've been trying to call in for a while. When I moved up here, I gave up TV. It's funny that you were mentioned streaming. I gave up TV and I just have internet TV. I'm not real high tech. And I knew about you guys. I started watching you guys, and I've learned an awful lot in the last 4 months that I've been watching you. And my dad was a bircher back in the 60s, so I'm familiar with some of it, but I didn't really follow a lot. But I do want to apologize to Alex Jones and InfoWars because I didn't follow you guys. And I was kind of like, yeah, he's the tinfoil hat guy. And in the last 4 months, he's right up there number one with me. So I did want to apologize for that. And I did want to touch on Biden and the amnesty for the kids if they go to college. Who's going to pay for that?
Well, you are.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they're going to get indoctrinated like the rest of them.
Bingo.
And then they're going to vote, well, for the commie party there for the rest of their life, and they've got free college.
You
free
got it. You figured it out. This is the Democrat tactic because they abort their own children, so they have to indoctrinate yours. I'm just curious, though. What internet streaming service do you watch us on?
I'm not high tech. I bought a Roku, best I can tell you.
Is it on Rumble or?
It's on Rumble.
Okay, so there you go. So you got the Rumble app on the Roku. Yeah, great way to watch us. I'm glad you came around. Your father was a John Bircher, and now you're watching InfoWars. Thank you for the call. And you know, I just got to say this, too, because the crew is what makes this show really a TV show. Really, my approach is more like a talk show kind of broadcast radio. I mean, that's what I focus on. I mean, I don't really add too many elements or prepare like we would for a TV show. There's no teleprompters. We don't sit here and script out the show with timing and drops and flashes and flips and everything. I mean, so it's really more of a talk show format where it's stream of consciousness. I have three open hours. I decide what to fill it with. And then it's the crew behind me that really makes it worth it for you to actually watch. They're the ones pulling up all the news stories, all the clips, timing it all out, adding in their own elements. So that's why this is such an important operation here at InfoWars. So continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go to Bruce in California. Bruce, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, great job. The crew, great job. I am a 65-year-old white male living 10 miles outside of L.A., and
We lost you, Bruce. Are you still there?
I'm here. I'm here.
Go ahead.
I watch you guys on Cloud TV, KLOWD. It's a great show. Your crew is fantastic. I'm a 65-year-old male out here in Southern California, and I want to tell you, you do a great job. You're on to something. You still hear me?
You've been there the whole time. Go ahead.
You're on to something that's very important about staying consistent with your message, being it reasonable, fair-minded, and not the insanity that you get from these progressive liberals. We can parlay some things, too, and that's up to us to continue the good job that you do by sharing the links and things like that. But when you go to city council meetings and planning commission meetings, we have to stay consistent. Don't be distracted. Even though you guys were threatened to be closed down, we have to keep sharing the links and sharing the messages that are coming out. And I think the medical side of it, the EMTs that Alex was focusing on, is important because the local officials are trying to ignore what they've done during the lockdown, and I keep bringing them back.
Well, this is an interesting point you bring up, too, because I play the clip of Biden at the last presidential debate saying, oh, the laptop is fake. Oh, we never took any money. Obviously, all that stuff has been proven completely wrong. He should be totally illegitimate. Nobody should respect anything he says anymore. But this is a gigantic monster of corruption that we're dealing with, and there's a gigantic propaganda machine protecting it. Another example would be, and I see we have a couple callers on the line. I'm out of time for today, and I thank you for the call, Bruce. But, you know, Alex focused on this. I got a news story right here. New Zealand rugby star dies suddenly, heart problem. These are the healthiest athletes in the world. So here's the mainstream media telling you the vaccine, safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, and then it ends up killing millions of people. That should be it. That should be – so the entire media should be discredited because of that. Joe Biden should be discredited because of the clip we played. But it's such a force of evil. It's so ingrained to trust these people that it's a gigantic monster of corruption and propaganda that we're up against. So you'd think that that'd be it for them. But it's not yet. So we stay here. We remain consistent. We continue to tell the truth. And InfoWars still on the air. And we'll be on the air tomorrow. So we'll take a 21-hour break till then. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our operation, a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
InfoWars.com/show.